Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network. At 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Visit us online at rmworldtravel.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Live and traveling again on remote. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It's just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, September 26th. And from coast to coast, border to border, and up into Canada, including Alaska and Hawaii, thanks for being here for the fastest 2 hours in travel on the program that talks everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Well, listen, as I just said, we are happily traveling again and live on remote, coming to you today from the beautiful, and frankly, a gem of a place, the Water's Edge Resort and Spa. This is a Preferred Hotels and Resorts aligned property. It's also part of the Historic Hotels as well. And Mary and I right now, we are looking out at the water. You may hear it in the background throughout the broadcast. We're in Westbrook, Connecticut. It's about 2 hours north of New York City. We're about 2 hours from Boston and an hour and change or so from Providence, Rhode Island. So, Mary, how great is it to be traveling again? We've been here since last Sunday. The weather has been spectacular, and it's been fun to traveling. It's been fun traveling around southern New England again.
Yeah, well, the weather's been beautiful. It's been great to be back out again traveling, and we've had a great week. Beautiful property. Not sure why it took us so long to find it, but now that we know it's here and we love it, we will be back. You know, listen, we normally do about, 8 to 10 remotes a year?
Yeah, we do.
And 2020 has certainly altered that for us. It's a good reminder that the fall is the shoulder season. It is still a nice time to travel, and I have to say we've encountered a good number of people traveling here this week, but everyone is responsible, respectful, we're social distancing, and we're still enjoying in that reduced capacity. It's been lovely.
It's really lovely. It really has been. So that's what we, throughout the show, folks, we'll be sharing some of this with you. You know, we'll be sharing the area, we'll be sharing the property. RJ's back, actually. He's back at RM World Central. He'll be reviewing America's best-selling vehicle. That's coming up, but we're going to check in with nearby Foxwood Resorts, a place we actually broadcasted this show back in 2016, for some of you who have been on the network that long with us. And then Rudy, Nicholas Carey, our older son, and the hotel manager, Steve Jarzabek, who's here. He's going to be up next segment. He's going to be back next hour again with some thoughts on wines from the Connecticut Wine Trail. Yes, the Connecticut Wine Trail. Mary and I have spent some time on the wineries, so we're going to get to that. And speaking of Rudy.
Yes, Rudy.
Rudy, how are you? I told you you're also traveling. You're in Chicago today. You're on your way to London.
I am. This is going to be, it's been so long since we've done a remote, I had to make sure I had all the right cords for equipment and so on.
Well, and we were a little shy, but Nate, who's here on property, has been great. It's okay, because we have to social distance, so we're further apart from everybody than normal.
We need longer cords. Right.
But you decided, listen, Robert and Mary are traveling. I'm getting out here. I'm going to London.
And I haven't seen my granddaughters in England since early January, so we'll see if... They let an American into England. They do, actually, I'm told.
That's coming up.
I'll let you know next week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get too far into today's live broadcast again, we're at Water's Edge Resort and Spa. We want to say hello and welcome to another new affiliate joining the network.
We do. Very pleased to say, first of all, a few weeks ago, we did add a station down in Summerland Key. And today we're happy to add another station in the Florida Keys. And this one is FM 96.9 WKEZ in Marathon. That's the Miami DMA or Media Market number 16.
It certainly is. And folks, listen, WKEZ's affiliation pushes us to nearly 435 weekly stations airing our popular program. And I'll tease that next week we'll be welcoming, I'm told, 8 more stations to the network.
What?
Yes, Rudy, it's coming. But we'll share those a week from now when they start.
Somebody paying somebody off here? What's the deal?
Rudy, listen, when we are America's number one travel radio. But you know what it does, in all sincerity, Rudy, what this shows, because we've added, 35, 40 stations since March when the pandemic hit. It does show the pent-up demand and interest in travel. And I'm not saying that because we're doing a travel show. We've seen that this week while we're traveling, and we know how important travel is, not only to economy, just to people's health and well-being, mindset. Yep. There's so many things. And listen, we're delighted to do our part to help get the message out there.
That's right. All right. Well, let's head to these polls. First of all, thanks to all of you who voted in the latest travel polls. And here are the results. For question one, we asked, will the airlines eliminating change fees and enhancing clinging protocols, or with the airlines eliminating those things and enhancing the clinging protocols, how likely are you to fly the rest of 2020? So somewhat likely, 33%. Highly unlikely, or highly likely, 20%. I am flying regularly now, 17%. Highly unlikely, 15%. None of the above, 9%. And somewhat unlikely, 6%. So somewhat likely, 33%.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When you take the two, the highly likely with what they're doing and the somewhat likely, you're at 53%.
Right.
And then you've got 17% more that it says they're flying regularly. That's clearly a good thing. The second
you could be elected president with that kind of percentage.
Yeah, correct. That's correct. That is correct. Thank you for bringing a little politics to the show today. But we like that. And I would say that both people running, they'll be very happy to get 52 or 53%.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So the results from question two that we had, when you make your 2020 Thanksgiving travel plans, which, by the way, we always tell you, you should be doing that if you're going to be doing it. By the way, it's just 2 months from today, as a matter of fact. Will you? And the results are fly to your destination, 25% of you. Drive to your destination in your own car, 22% of you. Stay home and entertain, 21%. Drive to your destination in a rental car, 19%. So they're all pretty close right there.
Yeah,
none of the above. I'd like to know how that's possible. I guess you just don't celebrate, whatever. 7%. And then take the train to your destination, 7%. So I don't know. Mary, Rudy, anything jumped out to you there?
Well, it's just they're all about 25%,
except the two bombs. No, the train, you know, clearly a lot.
Well, except for train, yeah. Yeah, but not a lot of, you know, America's not a big train country for connecting a lot of places, except on the East Coast. So
yeah, it's definitely good news.
Quarter people flying, I think that's pretty good for this time and place.
When you take, basically drive to your destination, whether it's a rental car or a car, I mean, that's
41%.
Yeah, it's 41%. You throw in flying, you get 66. So, again, we got a lot of numbers there. But all right, so new travel polls will be going up on our website today at rmworldtravel.com. So when you get some time, check them out and vote. And before, we've got about a minute and a half before we hit the break. Mary, Rudy, anything you want to throw out for the Travel News Roundtable?
I just have something super quick. We didn't report on it last week because we ran out of time. But Canada and Mexico have extended border closures limiting non-essential travel through October 21st.
Yes, there they are.
And a passenger aboard an Air Egypt flight from Cairo to London last week gave birth to a child in flight. And that child earns free flights for life on the airline.
I like that. I see that.
Now, the plane diverted to Munich, which is where the baby was born just before that. The airline says the child will enjoy free Munich flights for life, making it sort of unclear whether that's the only destination that garners the free tickets or not.
We're going to find that out as it gets older. Well, one of the things that makes me scratch my head, United Airlines said, if you're flying from San Francisco to Hawaii, which actually Mary and I should be in Hawaii for 2 weeks right now, but we're very happy to be here at Water's Edge, you're going to be able for $250 to take a coronavirus test if you want to see if you have the virus when you get to Hawaii so you don't have to quarantine. However, it's only voluntary, so if you pass it, get on the plane, there's an issue. I don't know what the rule is.
Makes me scratch my head. Quarantine.
In 3 minutes, folks, we're going to be joined by Steve Jarzabek. He's here on property. He's the hotel manager. We're going to share some of the Water's Edge Resort with you. Your favorite travel radio show is back in a quick 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.